We begin the current daf and Pesachim daf Mem Gimel. We begin 9 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, explaining our Mishnah. And that is, the Mishnah spoke about different items, Sheikh Ramadai, this is Kutech HaBavli, this different items that have chametz. They're not straight up regular chametz. They're either some type of a poor quality chametz, or they're a mixture of chametz, which our Gemara will discuss in this daf. However, then it summed up all these items that they're going to get. They're only, there's a lav, the raisa for them, according to our Mishnah. There's a negative prohibition, but there's no karas. So on that, the Mishnah summed up, zehaklav, this is the general rule. Kol shehu mimin dag, and whatever's from a type of a grain, then again, in these states, they're going to have a lav de raisa. So the Gemara brings a braisa, that Tanya will learn the braisa. Amir Bishur, Bishur says, regarding this halacha that was said in our Mishnah, so now, once we already learned this general rule that kol shehu mimin dagan haris over Pesach, whatever is from a type of a grain that you will be over on a lav deiris on Pesach, so lama mon chacham mezelo. So why did the chacham go ahead and delineate and specify all these different items? If anyways we already know it regarding just say the general rule, and we'll know all the different specific cases. Why do we specify the cases? On that, Rabbi Yeshua says, "Kedisha he rogel behen ubish meisein." So the person should be accustomed with these products and what they're called to know what these ingredients are in these products, and that is that the person will know how it's made. To be careful, for example, if let's say kutach is brought to him during the year, he'll know that there's chalav inside of it, that there's milk, and he'll know that regarding Pesach that there's chametz inside of it. Again, by knowing the products and knowing what's inside of them, you're right. You know from the general category the halacha, but the applications you wouldn't know if you don't know the product. That's why we tell you the products. As the Gemara says, kehada hu bar marava ikl labov. Like there was this person from Eretz Yisrael that was visiting in Bavel, have a bisra b'had, he had meat with him. Amalahu, so he said to his host, Karibuli maschilasa, please give me something to dip in, a condiment, so I could dip, which is generally used to dip bread in. So Shama the Kamri, Karibuli kutach, he heard them talking to each other, go give him kutach, which was the popular dip in Bavel. But Kivin the Shama, once he heard that what they were calling it was kutach, so then perished. Then he removed himself because he was proficient. He knew the product of kutach already, which is regarding the halachas of chametz on Pesach, which is why our Mishnah mentioned it, but also regarding the halachas of basam chalav, that you can't have his meat with his bread together with the dip, which is milchiks, which has chalav inside of it. And that's why, again, it's important, although we knew the halacha of the general rule, but it was important to tell us the specifics regarding the actual practical applications of the halacha. So then the Mishnah summed it up and said the Harei Elu Basar. So all these different things, again, as the general rule said, and all the products that we spoke about, that they have a min of dagan, a type of a grain, then there's going to be a negative prohibition, min ha-taira, but not karas. So the Gemara asked, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that regarding there's two different types of items, as we just mentioned before, that are mentioned in our Mishnah, that is not the regular chametz of karas, but still that there's a chiddush that there will still be a lav, deiraisa, of consuming of chametz. One is, as the Gemara is going to explain, full-fledged chametz, but that's mixed in a mixture with other food items, so it's a tarubis. Then there's another type that's mentioned on Mishnah that it's going to be lav deiraisa. It was called chametz nuksha, which is that it's a poor quality. It's not really in the edible state. That is also going to be included in the halacha of chametz, not again of karis, but that of a lav. So the Gemara asks, who is the Tana of a Mishnah that A, he holds the chametz dog and gummer, that when you have full-fledged grain that is chametz, al di taruvis, but that's mixed with something else, and it's not visible because it got dissolved into that other product. Or also regarding another case that's mentioned on Mishnah of chametz, that's v'nuksha, that it's a poor quality, be'ene, but that then even though that is visible, but lav, that is going to be a negative prohibition of consuming that min ha-taira, and that is because our Mishnah speaks about all these two different types. Kutach HaBavli, the Sheikh HaMadei, and this are full-fledged chametz, just they're mixed with other things. That beer is mixed with water and different products, so to the Kutach HaBavli has many ingredients, has milk, has moldy bread, has all these different things, has salt, and that's the type of chametz dagan b'taruvus. Then we have the other type that we just mentioned, of by Tachshitei Nashim, by the cosmetics of women, which there, that's visible, the actual product, but it's of a poor quality. One doesn't necessarily eat those things. Yet still our Mishnah says there's going to be a lav deraisa if one goes ahead and consumes these things. So the Gemara is asking, who at the time of Mishnah holds these two items, although they're not necessarily the regular chametz, like a piece of bread, because either it's mixed together with something else, or because they're poor quality, like cosmetics of women, that still one would be over in the lav deraisa. So the Gemara has two opinions. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Remehi, so the first interpretation of Rav Yehuda is that it's Rav Meir. The time like learned the braisa regarding seer. Seer is a type of dough that did not fully become chametz stick. It didn't leaven all that it was necessary. Now, as Rashi says, this is machlokes later on daf memches in the mission over there. Exactly what seer is. Remeir calls seer anything that the face of the dough pales, and that's the beginning of it becoming chametz stick. So it's not a full fledged chametz, but it is on some level what's called seer, which will has its own halachas. According to Behuda, seer is when it starts to crack, which the term the Gemara gives over there is kakarni chagavim, like the horns of a grasshopper, one here and one going the other way. But if it just paled the surface, according to Behuda, that would be full-fledged matzah. On that, he disagrees with Rebbe. Whereas Rebbe holds that Rebbe Huda's seer, which again is a subpar category, it's not full-fledged chametz, according to Rebbe, the kakarni chagavim of Rebbe Huda's opinion, according to him, would be full-fledged chametz. Now over here, what the Brisa is saying is as follows, that this seer, yisarif, it has to be burnt because it's aser bahana, v'noisna lekalba, and he can give it to his dog. And finally, the Brisa says, v'oichle barbon, whoever consumes it is going to get the 40 to 39 lashes of Malkus. But so before the Gemara demonstrates how Remeir's opinion will be the Tana of our Mishnah, as Rabbi Hud is trying to demonstrate, the Gemara first asks, hagufa kasha, it seems to be an internal contradiction understanding this Brisa itself. Amr, on the first hand, you start off the Brisa saying that siur yisarf, that this seer, it's a problematic product of chametz, therefore it has to be burnt. So alma asaba, no, you say you have to burn it. Obviously, you can't have any pleasure from whatsoever, even though you're not going to eat it, you can't use it for anything else. Yet v'hadar tani, that right after you say, v'nes lefne galba, you can go give it to your dog. Alma mutabana, so then you see it is permitted to have pleasure from it. How do we understand that contradiction? And that the Gemara says, hachagam, this is what the Brisa was saying. First of all, it said, siur yisarf. That first, this seer, again, which is not full-fledged chametz, but it is on some element started, again, either that the face paled or that it started cracking, that you have to burn. As the Gemara explains, that what the Brisa was saying was, the remeir, that is, in other words, the seer of remeir that he held, seer is when it starts getting pale. Le remeir, according to remeir, that is what has to be burnt. Rebbe Huda, that he holds seer is when it gets these cracks, like kekarni chagavim. Rebbe Huda, according to him, then that state would have to be burnt. Now, the end of the Brisa that then says, v'noisn lefnei kalboi, that you give it in front of your dog, what that was saying was, although we just said you have to burn it, you can't have enough of it, was d'remeir l'Rebbe Yehuda, was a reference that is saying, according to Rebbe Yehuda, he says that Remeir's seer is allowed to be have hana, and therefore you can go ahead and give it to one's dog because he holds Remeir's seer, which is just that the surface paled, it didn't start cracking yet, he holds it's not a problem whatsoever, it's full-fledged matzah. Now, as Tosis says, so then why does he say, the Brisa, that you give it in front of your dog? Truthfully, Minatari would be even be able to permit it to eat it, as the Gemara says in the first parak in Chulin. That's because it's full-fledged matzah, as we said. Rather, but Midrabanan, it's us to consume it, and that's why we say you give it to your dog. But truthfully, what we're saying that the seer now, you could give it in front of your dog, we're saying, according to Yehuda, in Reb Meir's seer, he holds it's not a problem, it's like regular matzah. And finally, the Brisa concludes, and the Weber does consume this seer, gets the 39 lashes. That goes according to Reb Meir. In other words, according to Reb Meir, whoever eats this seer, that according to Behuda is permitted Bahana, which again, what we're talking about is that the surface already paled, then you would get the 39 malchus. Again, according to Reb Meir, it is already a problem of seer. Whereas a Behuda, who he says, you can give it to the dog, so it's a combination of what this Tanna the Brisa was saying, was going according to different opinions, saying different halachas, and that was when he started off, the Brisa was saying, according to everybody, whatever you hold seer is, you got to burn it. Then it said that regarding Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir seer, you can go ahead and have enough, and really you could even eat him in the Brisa. Then he concluded by saying, however, Reb Meir would hold in that seer, which he holds it is a problem, if you would consume it, you would get 39 malchus. So now this is what Rabbi Yehuda concludes. So he says, you see, Shamin L'Reb Meir, you see from Reb Meir that he says at least one of the two items that our Mishnah does mention. Because he says, Nuksha Be'enei Belav, something that is of poor quality chametz, that there would be, if it is visible, you would get a lav. Because that's exactly what seer is. Seer is chametz nuksha because it's not fit to eat, because it only started leavening just a little bit and not completely. So you can't eat it really. And you also can't use it to cause other doughs to become to ferment and become chametz stick, because it's not fit to be like regular sar either. Again, don't confuse the terms of seer and sar. They're two different things. So therefore, it's really on some level chametz nuksha. There's no real utility for it. It's of a subpar type of a chametz. And yet he says by seer, as we just concluded this brisa, that the Tana is telling us that he would get 39 malkas for consuming it. So we see one of the two items already that he says. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, v'kolshkin chametz dagan gamar al de terubis. And therefore, we would know for a kolshkin that if he says that you're going to get malkas for consuming chametz nuksha, then that for sure we would know you'd get malkas for the other item of our Mishnah. Therefore, that's how we know that he's the Tana of our Mishnah, when you take full-fledged chametz, which is mixed with other things. And that's because Rav Yehuda holds that through a mixture is more stringent than when you have nuksha, which is subpar chametz, when it's visible. And as Rashi says, that how do we know even that chametz nuksha, that there's a lav? That, as the Gemara later on will explain from the pasuk of kol machmetzes lo yisachelu, that the word kol is extra, and therefore we know chametz nuksha. And that's where Remeir sources it, which that's what the Brai is saying. You would get malkas on the chametz nuksha of seer. But if we know that even on that you're going to get malkas, most definitely when there's a regular good high quality chametz just as mixed with something else, most definitely that then there would be a lav, and that's why he's a Tana of our Mishnah. That's Rabbi Huda's opinion. Rav Nachman, the second interpretation of Rav Nachman is that it's Rebbe Yezahi. It sounds like we learned the Brisa. Al chametz dagan gamer, on full-fledged chametz, on the shkaris, that's you get a punishment of karis because of consuming regular chametz on Pesach. Al iruvay balav. However, if the chametz is mixed with something else, in some type of a dish, then there's a negative prohibition, and that's, as we will learn later on, from the pasuk of kol machmetzes, which adds on that even if it's mixture, that's the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. The chacham oimrim al chametz dag and gomer, so they say regarding full-fledged chametz, anish karz, that we agree that you get a punishment of karz. Ale ruvay, however, if it's mixed with something else, then b'loy klum, then you're not going to get any punishment whatsoever, because tam ki'ikr is not mendei rai, so there's no isser of chametz over here. Now, so Rav Nachman concludes, and he says, v'shamina in lili Rebbe Eliezer da'amah, and we hear Rebbe Eliezer that he says over there, kalil in this b'raisa, the chametz dagan gomer al day tarubis balav, that when you have full-fledged chametz mixed with something else, which again is one of the items of our Mishnah, as we said, with Sheikh Ramada and the Kuddach HaBavli, which has full-fledged chametz, just mixed with something else, that he holds that you do get a negative prohibition. And he learns the exact opposite of Rabbi Huda. And he says, v'kol shegein nuksha be'enei. And if, when it's a mixture, it's not even visible, the chametz, that is, and there he holds he'll get a lav. Most definitely, when it's full, when the chametz is here, it's visible. You see the chametz; it's just on a subpar category, chametz nuksha. Most definitely, that then you would get a lav, and therefore this opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, he's the Tana of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara contrasts these two opinions of Rebbe Yehuda and Rav Nachman. For Rav Nachman, my time alone, I'm a Rebbe Yehuda. Why didn't he say like Rebbe Yehuda that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rebbe Meir? So Amalach, he says to you, and as already showed this contrast, he'll say no, because Dilma ad kan le kam Reb Meir hasa, maybe only over there Reb Meir said that one will get a lav, elo nuksha be'ena, because he's talking about seer over there. As we said, that if someone consumes it, he'll get malkas abam. That's because the although it's chametz nuksha, but it's be'en, it's visible. Ava chametz dagan gam al de tarubis loy, but maybe regarding chametz, when there is a mixture of other things, although it's chametz dagan gam, it's full-fledged, it's not even nuksha, but it's not visible anymore, maybe there he would hold that you wouldn't get malkas, and that's because Rav Nachman holds that nuksha be'ene, visible subpar chametz, is more stringent than full-fledged chametz, through a mixture, and therefore we wouldn't know that it would hold by both halachas, and that's why we can't say necessarily he's a Tana of a Mishnah. But then the Gemara asks Rabbi Yehuda, my time alone with Rav Nachman, why doesn't he say like Rav Nachman, the Tana of a Mishnah is Rebbe Eliezer? So Amalach, he'll tell you, because he holds the reverse. Ad kan lekam Rebbe Eliezer hasam, only where do we find Rebbe Eliezer holds that you're going to get Malkas, Elo chametz dagan gamal de teruvis, where it's full-fledged chametz, it's just mixed with something else. There you'll say that you get Malkas. But however, for the lower quality chametz, even though it's visible, there he would hold that that's not as chamer, and therefore one would not get a lav, and that's why he says the reverse of Rav Nachman. So those are the two different opinions of who the Tana of a Mishnah is, and essentially their machlekes was, which one is the more chamer one to say that the other one would know from a kol shekein that would be included to say that that's the Tana of a Mishnah who says both these items you get a lav for. So the Gemara says, Tanika Vaseid Rabbi Yehuda. We have a Braisa that seems to say like Rabbi Yehuda that Chametz Gamer with Tarubis that's mixed with something else is the Mochamer of the two. And therefore, we wouldn't know from Chametz Gamer with Tarubis, which is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that then you would be getting Malkis even on Nuksha. And that's what he had to say to the Tana of Mishnah is Reb Meir and not like Rabbi Eliezer. As the Braisa says, there's a pasuk in Shemois that says, Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisichelu, that anything that's leavened should not be eaten on Pesach. So the Braiser says, L'rabbis, this comes to include Kutach HaBavli, the Babylonian dip of Kutach, V'sheich HaMadi, and the Median beer, V'chomitz HaAdomi, and the Adomi vinegar, V'zeisen HaMitzri, and the Egyptian zeisen. Now, these items of Kutach, Shecher, Chomitz, and Zeisim, they are all full-fledged Chomitz that's mixed with other things. Kutach has bread. And these other three items, they have barley inside of them. Now, all these things are edible. They could be consumed. That's why they're included in the Pasuk of Lo Yisechelu, because they are edible. Now, the Braisa says, Yochel Yehei Anish Karis. You would think that for these things, not only do you get a law, but you even get the punishment of Karis. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk says, Ki kol oichel chametz, because whoever eats chametz, v'nichrasa, he will get karas. That the Braisa explains, al chametz dug in gummer on this karas. Only for something that's full-fledged chametz, that it's visible and it's regular chametz, like a piece of bread, for that you get punishment of karas. V'ali ruvi balav, however, if it's a mixture, it's not chametz, it's just machmetzes, for that, one would not get karas, he would only get a lav. And that's the reason, because by karis, it doesn't say kol machmetzes. It only says whoever eats chametz. Now, chametz sounds like the full-fledged item, like a piece of bread. Machmetzes, with something that's leavened, can have the mixtures included, and that's how we'll know, for the lav at least, that it'll be for kutach habavli, all these different items that you get a lav. However, they won't be karis because it's not going to be considered chametz. That's what the Braisa says. On that, the Gemara concludes to prove, like Rabbi Yehuda, Man shamat le da'ama alei ruvi b'lav. Who is it that we just had mentioned before that we know? He says, regarding the mixture of full-fledged chametz with something else, that it'll be a lav. That's Rabbi Eliezer, as we demonstrated before, as Rav Nachman had quoted that opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. He says, clearly, on the mixture, there's a lav. Ve'ilu nuksha be'enei, whereas the products that are nuksha, that are visible, which are visibly missing from that braisa, which is zoyman and amelin and koilin, which are different items mentioned in our Mishnah, which are what's called chametz nuksha. They're visible, the regular chametz, but they're subpar, they're not really edible. Since they're not edible, loy kamar, Rabbi Eliezer, who is obviously this tana of this braisa that we're mentioning right now, doesn't mention these items. So shmami no, nuksha Rabbi Eliezer, lesley, obviously we can prove nalik Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Eliezer is not the tana of our Mishnah, rather, that Rabbi Eliezer would hold that chametz nuksha, one would not get malchus. And that's like Rabbi Yehuda, that he says Rabbi Eliezer agrees that nuksha be'enei, when you have the subpar chametz, that's when it's visible, that one would be exempt. And that is because, as we said, that what is the mo chamer diga one? The mo chamer diga one is chametz that's mixed, full-fledged chametz mixed with other things. Only Rabbi Eliezer says you're going to love. And he's not the Tana of our Mishnah who holds that it would even include chametz nuksha. Rather, it's a Tana of Remeyu who he says chametz nuksha, even there, one would be chayiv. Therefore, Kol Shkina would know that Remeyu would say that similarly, one would for sure be chayiv on the Mohammed Diga one, which again is regular full-fledged chametz, bitarubis, a mixture with other things. Now the Gemara, once it's talking about the opinion of Eliezer, continues to elucidate and clarify this opinion of Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Eliezer, a ruvi belav minole. So we said that, again, everyone agrees, and Rabbi Eliezer says this clearly, the whole machlokes was what would he hold regarding chametz nuksha, but he says that if you take regular chametz and mix it with other things, that there's going to be a lav. Where does he know this from? So the chsiv, like it says in the pasuk, as we just mentioned before in the Braisa, kol machmetzes lo yisechelu, that anything that is machmetzes, that one should not eat. Now, we learned it out from the terminology of machmetzes, which says not only chametz gummer, even something that it's fermenting, it's becoming chametzik, that even if it's mixed with other things, then one would be chayiv on that alav. And that the Gemara asks, Yehachi karis nami l'chayiv, so then even that one should even be chayiv karis for these items, whereas the Braisa says clearly that karis one would not be. Why is it? The Haksiv, it says in the Pasuk, ki koloichel machmetzes, we have a Pasuk that says, because whoever eats quote machmetzes, which we're saying includes all different things, even mixtures, the Nichrasen says clearly that by karis also this is a terminology of machmetzes, and therefore one should be chayv karis even on this kutach ha-babli and the sheikh ha-madi, these things that are mixtures. That the Gemara says, Hahu, that machmetzes that says regarding karis is not coming to teach us as we're asking when it's mixed with other things. Rather, mibayle, we need it for a different halacha when this thing becomes chametzik, it becomes leavened through a different item that's leavening it. Like the time, like we learn the Braisa, they take out the word machmetzes, ainli elishanas chametz me'elub. I would only know that one would be chayav for chametz on Pesach if it itself, in other words, the b'chayiv karis, it itself became its own chametz. Like you take a piece of dough and it becomes chametzik, it is creating its own leavening. But if you take something else and put it in that thing which then leavens it, how would I know even that product one would be chayiv of chametz on Pesach? And the Aichel Machmetz is that whoever eats something that's Machmetz, Venichrisa, that we'll see that extra word Machmetz teaches, even if it's being leavened by something else, that one would be Chayav Karas, not a bad thing. And therefore, it's not difficult to say why he doesn't say the same thing should apply to Tarubis of Karas, because we don't have that Machmetz to teach the halacha. We need it for something else to say when it becomes Chametz through a different item. To which the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, that we need Machmetz to teach by Karas when it became Chametz through something else, then the Lav Nami, then even that word of Machmetz, when it says regarding the actual Lav, the negative prohibition, Lahachi Hudasa, it also should be teaching that you're going to be Chayiv for the Lav of Chametz when it becomes Chametz through something else. That we know from Machmetz, and therefore, then again, how would we know that even through Tarubis, how would we ever know that Sheikh Hamadi and this Kutach HaBavli, that one would be Chayiv, even a Lav on that? From Machmetz, how do you know? Machmetz has to teach you that you're going to be over on the negative prohibition, even if it becomes Chametz through something else, and you don't have a ribuy of Machmetz to teach you Taruvis. So there the Gemara says, you're right, that obviously can't be the reason why Karis is different than the Lav. Ella, rather, time of Rabbi Eliezer mikol. The reason of Rabbi Eliezer is from the word kol, which that comes to bimarba, that we know that, not from Machmetz, because Machmetz is by Karis too. So rather, how does he know that there's a Lav by the Isra of Kutach HaBavli? It's from the word kol, it's an extra word that comes to include everything. And that the Gemara asks, Hasim Nami, but by Karis also Hoksiv kol, it also says kol. It says kol oich machmetz benichrasa. So again, what's the difference? Why do you say that these items only have a Lav and not Karis? And that the Gemara says, Ahumi Bayale, no, that kol already we have an answer for you. Kol is needed by the Chiv of Karis to teach you Larabis and Nashim, to include Nashim in the Chiv of the punishment by the Isra of Chametz. Gemara asks, what do you mean, Nashim? Rav Yehuda Amarav Nafke, that we already know from a classic general halach of Rav Yehuda Amarav. Dam Rav Yehuda Amarav, b'chein tan b'yir b'shmol, Amakor, it says the pasuk about Midbar. Isha isha, man or woman, ki yasu mikol chato isa adam, that will do from any of the sins of man. And that there it talks about the negative prohibitions that are should not be done in the Torah. And that hishra, kos of isha isha, the pasuk equates man to woman, l'chalon shin shabbat Torah, for all punishments in the Torah. And from here we know that women are liable on every negative prohibition in the Torah because it gives them the punishment of Malkus. Obviously they have the Azhara, they have the prohibition, and that's why they get the punishment. And therefore we know every loisase the woman has. So why would I need to have the word kol by Karis to say that the woman is mitzvah in the Isra of Chametz when every loisase women are mitzvah, and I don't need a rebuy for that. And the Gemara says, no, itzuch, I would need kol to include women for the Isra of Chametz. Although generally they're chayv in every lois, I say here I would think they would not be, and that is as the Gemara says in Amud Beis, because Sagat Eidach. I mean, I would have thought to say Haylich. Since it says a pasuk in Devarim, Leisoichal alav chametz, you should not eat chametz throughout the days of Pesach. Shivas yam toichal matzah, for 7 days once you eat matzah. Now the explanation is Kol sheyeshne bekum achol matzah. It puts together in the same pasuk the isra of eating chametz with the mitzvah of eating matzah. Now, whoever has the positive commandment of eating matzah, yeshnu mebal teichel chametz, is that same person who has the negative prohibition of eating chametz. V'hani nashi, however, these women, hayv less than who become echel matzah, since they do not have the positive commandment of eating matzah, why not? D'avad the mitzvah seseches ma gramok, because it's a positive commandment with a time-bound criteria. And that is as the Gemara learns in the first parak of Maseches Kedushin on Daf Chavtes Amid Alf, that women are exempt from a time-bound positive mitzvah. And this is a mitzvah only applies for 7 days out of the year. And therefore, so I would say that similarly, they do not have the negative prohibition of eating chametz. Kamash Balan, that's why I needed call to tell you that they are warned and they are prohibited from the Isra of chametz, because I would not have known from the old general rule that they're mitzvah in every lois. I say, because here I think it's different because it's compared to mitzvah matzah, which they don't have. And that's why we needed call. So now the Gemara says, it works now in reverse. So the hashad is rabbeluhu b'bal teichel chametz. Now that they're included in the negative prohibition of eating chametz, which we said, as we know from the word kol, so is rabbinami lechiles matzah. So therefore, they're also now included in the positive mitzvah seishes ma'garam. Although time bound, normally they would be exempt. Now they're going to be liable. They're going to be chayiv because now it's going in reverse. Kribalaza. The Amr Rabbalaza, like Rabbalaza says, noshim chayaves b'chiles matzah d'atar. Women are commanded in the midst of eating matzah min hatar. Shanem, like it says in the pasuk, which again it compares to the mitzvah of eating matzah. And that is the reverse of what we said before. Whoever is in the negative prohibition of eating chametz, which we said includes women because of the word of kol, will include those now will be commanded in the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. Therefore, these women also. Since they are included in the negative prohibition of eating chametz, therefore they are included in the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. So again, although it is a mitzvah, women will be mitzvah in the mitzvah of eating matzah. So now the Gemara asks, so we said it's not a difficulty because we need kol. That's not a difficult on Rebbe Lezer to say what's the difference. Why is this Kutach HaBavli, these mixtures only going to have the lav and not the karas? Because although we learned it from kol, and there is a kol by karas, but that kol for karas is teaching you a different halacha, specifically regarding women being mitzvah in that. But then the Gemara asks, my chaz is the high kol lirbui noshim. Where did you see fit to say we're choosing now? That, you know what, the kol of karas is going to teach us? It's going to include women. Umavke say ruve, but you're excluding the mixture. And to say, oh, that's not being included, that will not get cursed. What do you mean? Emel Rabbi Rufi, say that this word kol, there's our discretion there, say that includes the mixtures, and that women will not be included. Now that the Gemara says, Mistabra koi ba'eichan, it makes sense to say that the Pasuk is talking about people that are eating. It says, when it says kol by karas, it's talking about those are the consumers of chametz. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Whereas, as Rashi says, whereas the kol of the ashara is talking about the items that are being eaten, as it says, kol machmetzes, and therefore that's why we could include from that kol, that would include even mixtures, because we're talking about the product. And therefore, if we're talking about the consumer, mar ba'eichlin, I would include other consumers, which again would be including women. However, koi ba'eichlin, if the pasuk of the by karis over there is talking about consumers, mar b'nechalin, I would include the products, which would be a taruvis of chametz, to say that it would also be a chiv of karis. Doesn't make sense to say that. It makes sense if we're talking about consumers, which is talking about what you're not, the person who's not allowed to eat, then there's an extra word of kol to say that kol eichel, oh, the eichel is the consumer. Oh, so kol is an extra word. Another consumer is being included. Well, that's women. It wouldn't make sense to say that when you're talking about consumers to include another product in that, then not only regular chametz, but even taruvis, and that's why when we're choosing over here, we would say it's including women and not taruvis again, but whereas by the case of the hashara, by the negative prohibition, not for the karas, where it is talking about the product, yes, the extra word kol is going to include a product specifically regarding taruvis of chametz with something else. On this idea, the Gemara asks, Maskvla Rav Nosson Avud Rav Huna Bered Rav Nosson. What do you mean? Are you telling me v'chol heichad de koi ba'eichlin, that whenever talking about the consumer, loy mar b'nechalon, and there's an extra word over there that we're not going to include the product, the items that are being eaten? But over time, we learn the braisa that seems to say not like that. There's a pasuk in Vayikra on Perek Zayin pasuk Chafhei that says, ki kol oichel chelev, because whoever consumes the forbidden fats, min ha-behema, from the animal, asher yakov, that will be brought from it, a carbon to Hashem, that person will get karis, whoever eats from that. Now, on that, the braisa says, Ainli ela chelev temimin shiro lekar. From the word in the pasuk that says ashiyakrev, I would think that ashiyakrev means that you're going to bring this as a carbon. Sounds like it's talking about kachim. And what else does it have to be if it's kachim to be able to brought on the mizbeach? It has to be a tum, has to be unblemished. How do I know that again, that I would only know that it's the chelev of temimin, that it's fit to be brought on the mizbeach? Chelev bali mumin minyan. How would I know to include even the fats of blemished animals that cannot be brought on the mizbeach? Tamaloyma min habehema. That's why it has extra words. It didn't have to say from the animal. Those extra words come to teach you that not only Asher Yakub, that is Kudshim, and it could be brought on the Mizbech because it's a Tamim, it's unblemished, even if it's blemished. Chelev Chuluminai, how do I know even the Chelev of unconsecrated? Not only that it's not even mum, it's not even Kudshim at all. How would I know that even there's the Isra of Chelev? Tamalami Kikal. These extra words of kikol, for all, that is including even the chelev of chulam. Now the Gemara says, v'ahacha dekoi ba'eichlin. Here the pasuk says, kol oichl. We're talking about the consumer, his prohibition. We're talking about the person, their prohibition of consuming these chelev, which the pasuk is talking about, kachem that are tamimim, which then we come to include even bali mumen, and then we come to include even the chelev of chulam. Yet for komar b'necholin, one of the things to be included is the fats of things. We're talking about the fats of the Bali Mumin, we're talking about the fats of Chulin. How can we come to include from the extra words when it's talking about the consumer and we're coming to include products? You just said that when we're talking about consumers, it doesn't make sense to include products. And that the Gemara says, no, that's not a difficulty. Hasam de leka eichlin, there where you cannot come to include any more consumers. Because who are you going to include? Women? We already know from Rabbi Yehuda that equates women to men for all punishments in the Torah. So ma'abr dechalim, therefore by the Isra of Chelev, we come to include more products that will be included in the Isra of Chelev. Hacha deka eichlin, however, over here, where we could include consumers, and that is regarding women in the Isra of Chametz, because that we would not know from that halacha of Rabbi Yehuda that we said, but I mean, what do you mean chametz for women? That we know from everywhere that women are mitzvah in every loisase. And that we said before, that because it's compared to the mitzvah sasechas man gerama of matzah, which women are exempt from, and therefore we would think they would be exempt from this of chametz also. That's why we needed it to include women. So there is a possibility of including consumers. So therefore we would not leave go of an additional consumer that we could include, which are women, and come to include other products, which would be the chametz of mixture, and therefore it's not a question that you're asking. Yes, you're right, there are places that we will include products, but that is because when there is no consumer to include, but here where it's talking about consumers, and there is a consumer to include, that of women, therefore we're going to include the woman and not the product. So that's an explanation of Reb Lez's opinion. But now the Gemara goes back, Rabbanon, who they argue in Reb Lez regarding the mixture of chametz, they don't hold there's any isser, there's no isser d'oraisa whatsoever on the mixture of chametz with something else. So then it's obvious that kol, this word kol, which is written by the Azhar, by the prohibition of kol machmetzes, it's talking about that what you're not allowed to eat, not the Issa of Karas, but rather the prohibition. That Loi Darshi, obviously they don't make that drush of Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore they don't include the Issa of Tarubis of Chametz. And so therefore, the Gemara's question is, so obviously the call by Karas, which we just demonstrated, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is where he knows that women are mitzvah in the Issa of Chametz from. Obviously the Rabbanan, Loi Darshi, obviously they don't make that drush. And therefore, Elenoshim and Aluhu, so then where do the Rabbana know that women are usher on Chametz on Pesach? Because the only way we know it is because we would think they would not be, because it's compared to matzah, and they're not mitzvah matzah. It's only that once we know the mitzvah and chametz, that we know the mitzvah matzah. But we don't know the mitzvah and chametz, because that we only know from kol. And the Chacham don't learn kol, because if they would learn kol, they would say, oh, if we're saying kol by karis, which is where we would know women from, we would say kol by the lav too, and that would include the tarubus of chametz too, and they don't hold the tarubus chametz as us or whatsoever, midday reisa. So where do they know that women are mitzvah in the isav chametz on Pesach? So now the Gemara answers, kol, when it says by the lav of chametz, it says kol machmetzes without the word ki with it. That loy darshi, you're right, that they don't darshan that word of kol to include the items of chametz that are a mixture. But by karis, where they're the isra of the people that are eating, it's written ki kol, which it says ki kol oichel, that for all that will eat, darshi, that they do darshan, so that they differentiate between the word kol, which that they do not expound upon. But when it says ki kol, that they do expound. So therefore, by chametz, by the lav, it only says kol, that they don't make that drasha for tarubis. But they will include nashim from ki kol, which is written by karas, and that's how they know women. Then the Gemara asks, if that's so, so from Eliezer, ema kol, let's say that the kol of karas, first of all, which he does darshan, l'rabis is a nashim, that will include women in the iser, the iraisa, for the chiv of karas, of eating chametz. Kikol. But then if we're showing that there's like two elements here, this kol and kikol. So by karis there is another thing of kikol, l'rabis is a ruvoi. That should come to include even the taruvis of chametz to get karis. And that is since, as we just said before, when there's no more oichel, no more consumers to include, because we already did the woman already from kol, so therefore we should include even products, as we said regarding chaylev. And therefore we should say, unlike Rabbi Eliezer said in the previous price on Amen Aleph, that he says that these sheikhar amadi, all these mixtures are only going to get a lav, not kars. Why not? We have an extra word of ki kol. That ki, it should say that not only will these mixtures have the lav, they're even going to get kars. So on that, the Gemara says, "Bechitim." And if you're going to say, "Well, ki kol Rabbi Eliezer le darsh," I mean, in other words, like the opposite of the Rabbanan. Rabbanan did not darsh and kol, but ki kol they do. And the Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to say, "Wait, yeah, kol he says, and that's why he says it by the lav, and he says it by karas, but ki kol he doesn't hold that's a separate drasha." But Vitanya, well, the Bryce seems to say not like that. That he holds ki kol is a drasha, as the pasuk says in Vayikra. It says that every mincha that you're going to bring to Hashem, you shouldn't make it out of chametz, because anything of sa'ar and devash should not be brought on as a carbon to Hashem on the Mizbeach. So the pasuk says, Se'or bal taktira, that one should not bring as a sacrifice to Hashem that which is made, that of leaven. Now, on that, the Braisa says, Ein li ele kulay, I would only know that if the entire haktar, the entire thing that's being sacrificed on Mizbeach, is made out of sa'ar, miktsasa, but if it's only a half of an olive's volume of sa'ar, which is not a complete haktara, because there is no haktara, there is no sacrifice on the Mizbeach, less than the kazayis minayin, how would I know that even then one would be chayiv, be violating this isser of bringing sa'ar on the Mizbeach, even if it's less than the shear of a kazayis? Tamalayma kol, that for that we have the riboy of kol, that would include even when it's only partly of a kazayis, that itself would be a problem of sa'ar. Now, that I would know if it's a half, but it's still full-fledged sa'ar. A ruve minayin. How would I know, even if it's not visible, but it's mixed with other things, for example, if let's say it's mixed with a full-fledged proper carbon mincha, a flour offering of matzahs, after it was crumbled, where then the sa'ar is not going to be visible, how would I know that even then one would be over on this isser of bringing sa'ar in the mizbech? Tamalami kikol, because the pasuk teaches this riba for all. So we have the riba of kol, and then we have the riba of kikol. The Gemara demonstrates, man shamat li didarish kol, who is it that we know that does make the drush of kol? Not the Rabbanan, we said that they don't hold the drush of kol. And that is because here the Bryce is saying that how do we know even miktsas yig michayiv from the word kol? Rebbe Yezu, that's Rebbe Yezu, as he says clearly that by the azhara of chametz, from the word kol, we come to include the taruvus. And v'kodarish ki kol, and yet he darshins ki kol, which comes to include even the taruvus of this are with a full-fledged carbon mincha. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, he should have said that not only does Kudach HaBavli and the Sheikh HaMadi, all these items that are Terubas of Chametz, not only do they get a lav, but even they get Karas, because although we're telling women from Kol, but Ki Kol, the extra Ki, should tell us that regarding Nechalan, not Oichlan, because there are no more consumers to include a product. Which product would that be? That would be a Terubas of Chametz. Now the Gemara concludes Kasha. That seems to be a difficulty in Rebbe Eliezer. Why would he say that these Terubas only get a lav and not Karas?